Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Joseph and His Colorful Coat is a story told on stage and videos and in song. Welcome to the second stories in my series, Joseph, Rachel's Boy, where I'm sharing a story about Joseph and his coat. I like to call it a Technicolor dream coat. So step into my story and find out why. Joseph was the favorite son of Jacob, who is now called Israel, the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. To show his favor on his son, on his 17th birthday, Jacob had a special coat made, a Technicolor dream coat. And dream he did. His brothers hated him and could not speak to him on friendly terms. Joseph started to have visions and dreams. One evening at dinner, Joseph shared his dream with his brothers. I had a dream. Please listen to the dream which I had. Behold, they were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf rose up and stood erect. And behold, your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it. Little brother, do you expect us to bow down to you? Are you actually going to reign over us? Are you really going to rule over us? Now his brothers hated him even more because of his dreams and his words. Another time, he shared his dream at dinner, and his father was there. Everyone, listen to my newest dream. The sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me. Not again, little brother. This time you expect your father and mother to bow down to you? All this talk of dreams and ruling over family members brought tensions with the brothers, which Joseph was one of the youngest. Reuben was the oldest in the family. What a way to create tensions with the family. Tell everyone that you're going to rule over them, and all of them will be bowing down to you. Remember, this is not a dream of some little boy, but a 17-year-old young man who is sharing with his brothers twice his age. In my next story, we'll find out what his brothers think about these dreams he has. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.